Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Use the voice message function on there. Just right when you go to 92 The Fan, you'll hit it. You'll start listening to the show, all that stuff. Like right next to where it says 92 The Fan, there says like voice message. You can hit that and record right into your phone and send that directly to us. We will use that in the new year starting for Askin Baskin and Phelps Helps. You can ask the guys whatever questions you want. You can throw me in there and ask me questions of, you know, things that I don't know why you would want to pick me outside of cocktail recipes, which cheese goes well with a certain, you know, beer, which the answer is all of them. And maybe, I don't know, which Grateful Dead show you think is the best, because that's pretty much where my expertise is end, would be drinking, that kind of stuff, and jam bands. That's pretty much where that's pretty much where my realm is. And, you know, a man's got to stay in his lane. So I'm trying to figure out, we're all trying to work together on this one, because you're starting to hear it from now inside of the locker room, and it's starting to echo exactly what the fans are beginning to say, which is, what's the plan here? What are we doing? Andrew Berry, Paul DePodesta, Jimmy Haslam, D. Haslam, Glenn Cook, Catherine Hickman, whomever else you want to point to inside of that front office. What are we doing here? Where are we going? What is the direction? Because you're hearing it from Denzel Ward going yesterday. Hey, I would like to know what the plan is. I am an all-pro cornerback. I help you win. I have been here for a long period of time. I went to Nordonia. Your fan base loves me. Miles Garrett. Hi, I was the number one overall pick. I'm defensive player of the year. Your fan base loves me, and I aid in winning. And you're starting to hear this from other veterans along the way. Going, I'd like you to sit me down because I would like to know what the plan is here. And I feel like the fan base is exactly in the same boat, where we're all sitting there going, yeah, I mean, while you're telling them the plan, why don't you come out and tell us the plan? Because I don't know what we're doing here. I think we can all admit, folks, that DTR isn't the answer quarterback. I feel pretty confident in saying that. If I get burnt by it this week, I'll come out and apologize to you, because I want DTR to be the answer, because if DTR is the answer, that's the path of least resistance to contention, because that's a guy who's on a really cheap contract, who is already inside of this organization and will remain on that cheap contract for a couple more years. So if that's the answer, that's the path of least resistance. Let's go. The problem is, I don't think DTR is the answer. I can't look at you with a straight face and say that. So now what? And that's what we're all asking. And then yesterday, this Joel Bitonio steps up to the podium, and Joel Bitonio speaks every week, and he's very thoughtful, and he's wonderful to listen to, and all those things. And this cut's a little on the longer side, but it's filled with a lot of really good stuff. And Joel Bitonio, a man of very few words, doesn't want to rock the boat, has been here for a long time, and is probably going to the Hall of Fame as a guard, came to the media, and he said this.
Like you said, for this season, it's the last one. We'll see how we're doing in, you know, a couple weeks after the season. Like, it's very hard to make a decision when you're in the middle of it. You're going through that daily grind, you know what I mean? So I'm going to, you know, finish the year as strong as I can and, you know, see how we feel in a couple weeks and, you know, go from there.
What would be the determining factors for you once you get past this season? What will you be thinking about before you make your decision?
Truthfully, it's mostly personal, just like how my body feels, you know, going into another season. You know, like the game, like it's an amazing game, like blessed to play, but it's a stressful game. Like, you put a lot on your body. Like, how are you going to feel in 10 years or 15 years or 20 years? You know, and so we'll just go from there, talk with the family and kind of see where we're at. You know, the goal now, like, you're in year 11, year 12, you know, like, you want to try and win games. Like, it's hard to go out there and go have three wins right now. Like, that's been tough. Like, it's tough on your body. Like, you just don't feel as good on Monday when you're losing games. So it's part of the process, and you'd love to hear what the plan is, you know, going forward and kind of see where we're at.
Okay, stop. Thank you, buddy, to the wonderful Meredith Kane on that one. So the beginning of that you heard in all of it was, okay, a guy who's thinking about it, hey, my body hurts, I probably need a surgery or two that I'm not talking about right now, that's not showing up on the injury report. You know, we've had a rule for a long time on the show when it came to reading the injury report that Joel Bitonio is on there and we just don't even acknowledge it anymore because he's going to play. So that sounds like a guy who's like, yeah, I probably need a surgery or two that I haven't really led on to this entire offseason. So I'm going to talk with the family. I'm 33. I've been compensated for a good period of time. But then that second part, he starts going like, yeah, I don't really know where we're going. It's that same sentiment coming up once again that we had with Denzel Ward, that we had with Myles Garrett, of a guy who's looking around and going, yeah, the season hasn't gone the way we want to. Yeah, the direction that we're looking to go, I don't know what it is. And I got to talk with my family, because if we're going to kaboom this thing and blow it up, then I don't know if I want to be here for that. I don't know if I want to be a part of you guys tearing this thing down once again. I've torn it down twice. It wasn't fun. I don't want to tear it down a third time. Everybody's looking for a plan. Everybody's looking for a direction. This season has almost just, and I don't know if it was from Jump Street or if it evolved into this, but folks, this season is just a rudderless ship, and the captain's compass has been busted for 6 months, and we are just floating on the ocean, praying to find land. And what we need is some kind of a plan, and we need some kind of a direction, and the players need it. I'm sure the coaches need it. I think if you were to sit down in an honest moment of Kevin Stefanski, who I think is somebody who sits there and goes, look, I just get the players that I've been handed, and I do my damnedest to coach them into a position to win football games. I may have, you know, a couple of ads every so often, a couple thoughts in between, but my job is to coach the guys that Andrew Berry hands me. I'm sure in an honest moment, you might even go to him and get him going to the front office going, where are we going here? What's the direction of this thing? Are we contending or are we not contending? Is the window still open? Is the window closed? Are we prying the window open with a hunk of wood or is it closed? Have we duct taped the window open or are we painting it shut for the time being? Joel Bitonio to me, and I might be off base and feel free to, you know, yell at me and correct me for it on social media as you find, you know, saying to be the right thing to do. But like, that to me sounds like a guy who's like, yeah, I'm doing the yearly kind of mull. Like, okay, I've been handsomely compensated. I enjoy my time with my wife. But what are we doing here? And if you gave me a direction, I think I'm in. If you told me we're going to continue to contend, I think I'm in. But if you're going to look at me and say, well, we're going to maybe try to unload some guys, and we're going to get more draft picks, and, you know, we're going to try, maybe we're going to try to thread the needle, you know, all of that kind of nonsense that comes in between there, and coach speak and GM speak and all that kind of stuff. I think that's a guy who's like, I don't want to do that. There was more to what Joel Bitonio had to say. He goes in a little bit deeper and has some really good points in here.
How much winning you can do. I don't know specifically with Joe Thomas, but he was like in the start slash middle of a rebuild when he was retiring, and I don't know if that played a factor or if he was just done anyway. But, you know, you see that sometimes with guys where it's like, you know, what do they have, you know, coming back and stuff like that. But that's all stuff I'm going to worry about in the offseason. Right now, you know, I got a game to play, and we got to lock in because they have some, you know, good players up front. For me personally, like, I don't know what they think up there, but, like, I'm going to be a Cleveland Brown, I think, for my career. So if I come back, like, whatever decision they make at quarterback is what decision they make, you know. So, I you know, I'm not as young as Miles where you have some options other places. So for me, it's more going to be, like, how I feel personally, how my family feels, and all that stuff.
Why not seek an exit to a Super Bowl contender?
I think it's hard to, like, I mean, Cleveland gave me a chance, and I've been here for 11 years, and, you know, there's been some, you know, losing and things like that, but we've had some moments where, you know, we've won, and we've had some runs here, and those memories are always great for me, but they've given me so much, and I love this organization and what they've done for me and my family, and at this point in my career, like, I just can't see myself putting on a different helmet. Like, it just doesn't make sense to me, and that's kind of what it's, and like, it's hard to pick, like, who's gonna win the Super Bowl this year. Like, we, you know what I mean, it's hard to pick a team that needs a, you know, left guard that wants to bring you in, that wants to, you know, take care of you, and you make that decision to be like, hey, we're going to win a Super Bowl here, and quarterback gets hurt or someone gets hurt or you get hurt, and then you're like, dang, I just chased this Super Bowl for, you know, what purpose? Like, it's easy in hindsight to be like, oh yeah, Joe should have gone to Denver that one year, but like, you don't know what would have happened when he, you know, goes out there and stuff like that. So I think that all that is so hard to decide on, you know. It's just, that would be out of the question for me.
Joel Bitonio yesterday from the podium, a lot of interesting stuff in there just about his future. And to me, it just sounds like a guy who's like, yeah, I know, I'm 33. I have played a long time for this team. I'm an 11-year pro. I've been great for a long time. I'm probably going to the Hall of Fame. And I'm really happy with where I am in Cleveland. And I don't want to pick up and move my family. I like the schools that we're going to. They have friends here. Everyone is comfortable. Everyone is happy. And I've got two paths. I can either retire or I can keep playing. And those two paths are going to go hand in hand with the paths of this team. And so I ask you, after hearing Denzel Ward, after reading Miles Garrett's comments, probably hearing them for the past week and change, Joel Bitonio reacting off of it. If you're Andrew Berry and you're hearing all of these guys come to the media and kind of say the same thing, and they're communicating with you that way, to put a little bit of heat on you, to put a little bit of pressure, what's your plan? Are you blowing it up? Are you saying, forget it, we're going to tear this thing down, and we're going to rebuild it the way that we once did? It's the modern NFL. All you got to do is get a quarterback, and you can rebuild this thing so quickly. Look at the Houston Texans. I know CJ Stroud doesn't play the best right now, but you get the idea. Look at the Houston Texans. Look at all of these other teams that are able to bring a quarterback in and find a level of success relatively fast. Or are you going, we're going to try to thread the needle, we'll bring in a veteran quarterback who can help us, we're going to see if we can replenish some of the defensive line that we traded away, maybe some of the young players are looking better, and the drafts are starting to look better, and we can go into the draft this year and take a defensive tackle, or take a defensive end that you think can bolster Miles Garrett, and let's freaking go. And we're going to put DeJuan Jones at left tackle. We're going to have Jack Conklin at right tackle. And we're going to bring this whole thing back together. And we're going to cook. You've heard three players ask this organization, where are we going? What are we doing? And I'm putting you in the GM chair. I'll tell you what I would do next. Dan Madigan for Baskin and Phelps, 92.50.